into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. 'Cause I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you're our God. You're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to us. Hallelujah. And only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. And only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, you are holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, holy. Holy, Lord God Almighty, and only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe, and only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. You are holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, there is no one like you. You are holy, holy. There is no one like you. You are holy, holy. There is no one like you. You are holy, holy. There is no one like you. You are holy, holy. You are holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, you are holy, you're holy, Lord God Almighty. There's only one word comes to mind, and only one word to describe. There's only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. You are holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You can take it away. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Minister Keisha. We so appreciate you and all that you do. Good morning, good morning. This is a joyful morning, and I want to thank you this morning. The greeter this morning, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thought I was on the wrong call, but God is good. We are in and out of season, as you shared with us. We can be so ready to step up. We thank you so much for that this morning, for greeting us this morning with the joy in your voice. We so appreciate you. We thank you, Minister Keisha. Thank you for your praise and worship this morning. You are holy, holy. Yes, we rejoice this morning. And my name is Cynthia Costa. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm excited today to be able to share, to be your host this morning. Let me share a little bit about this call that we're the journey that we have been on for 11 plus years. In 2010, two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Cola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this on this journey, so we're grateful. Let's down the scripture, Song 88:13. But you are crying out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin our day. There's a website that you can visit 24/7, and anything come that you say we can't be on the call, and you can just call and look at this website, themastercall.net, themastercall.net, and all of this has been out on my site as well. Our powerful speakers. If you free to share this information with anyone you come in contact with. The theme for 2022 is God requires immediate obedience. I love that. Requires immediate obedience in all instructions to do, or with immediate obedience will be continuous experience, restoration, divine, and protection, and create a miracle. Create a miracle as strategic breakthroughs. Amen. Amen. If you refer to live by the Lord, you're part of this blessed ministry as the leader, as Reverend Dr. Bachelor this morning, and the founder as Minister Keisha, a host as yours truly, or share word with the Lord. You may have a prayer request, a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themastercall.net, info@themastercall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa runs through it on our President Minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. The prize, we have a treat for you. Stay on the second half of this call, and you'll be able to give your report, praise report, live for the second half of this call. Second half of this call. This phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago, we are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy. And as I share with you, healthy, and you can share with anybody, and you become wealthy if you, that's your desire. So we absolutely look forward for that. This morning, the morning motivation call is here Monday to Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life product. That number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. And the access code is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. And if your service is Boost Mobile, T-Mobile, any of those services that would charge you, you have a bypass that you will not be charged, and that number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And that's where we at. But that, today is Thursday, Testimonial Thursday, and our host will be none other than Director Deborah Smith, and she has a special guest, Supervisor Jennifer, and the topic is cholesterol. Who do you know? Who do you know that has that? So anyway, we want to also, again, congratulate Director for doing this, and also we want to also congratulate our dear prayer general for her 43 years in marriage. We appreciate her and Mr. Freddie for that. We appreciate you. God bless you for that. Well, let me just get out of the way. I want to stop right now we have a speaker that's going to come before you. She's not a stranger to this call. You have heard her before, and I'm going to just give you a little bit about her and so that she can come before us this morning. Our speaker this morning is Pastor Candy Wilson. She's been a part of us for a long time. We so appreciate you. She resides in Nashville, Tennessee. Pastor Candy says, by holding on to God's unchanging hand and faith in her word. Pastor Candy founded Above the Clouds Ministry. So she's really has been a powerful pastor here on this call. We so appreciate it. But I want to say, everyone, we're going to stop right here, and I want everyone to go to visit themastercall.net, and read her extensive bio. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to do a prayer before I go bring her up, and the next voice you will hear will be Pastor Candy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for mercy and grace which woke us up this morning, allowed us to see another day. We thank you for being able to bring us peace even in the turbulent time. Help us to keep our eyes on you. Fill us with your hope and peace and joy. We thank you for the speaker about to download a word this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary, Lord. Father, we love you and give you praise this morning. We love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Good morning, TMC family. As always, excuse me, it is my pleasure and a privilege to bring you a word that the Master has put on my heart. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for that introduction. I am Pastor Candy Jelena Wilson. Thank you. You know, but what I would most like for our listeners to know about me is simply this, that I love Jesus, and I am here to lift up his holy name with all of my mind, my soul, and my heart. You see, I promised him over 40 years ago that I would honor and serve him for the rest of my days, and I am just as committed today as I was then. Also, let me thank the founders for birthing the Master's Call and giving me the opportunity to be one of the speakers. And many thanks to everybody who participated in making this call happen today. You know, I've contributed to the Master's Call in one way or another since 2010, and it has been a journey and a Jesus joy. I've seen many people come and go, but there are those of us who have persevered along the way. So I salute those of you who started with me on this Master's Call journey in 2010 and are still standing strong today. You know who you are. And I say to those of you who have joined us along the way, congratulations. This is good ground. It's good ground upon which to learn and grow. And if you hang around long enough, you will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced in biblical principles. Dr. Vanessa will have you step out of your comfort zone, I promise you. And she will eject you out of that nest. I think it's safe to say, and I believe Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Piccola would agree with me, this call is not to glorify me or any of the other daily presenters. We have these accomplished bios, and we've done wonderful things, but the Master's Call is not about us. It's not about Dr. Vanessa or Dr. Piccola. And even though we present it daily, it's not about artists' life or their products. It really is about the Master, Jesus Christ. I wanted to say that out loud this morning because it's been on my heart for some time now. And so God gave me permission to share that with you this morning. Let me say this. Dr. Piccola and Dr. Vanessa have done a yeoman's job in keeping the Master's Call moving, creating, and supporting the leadership team, and putting your prayer request before God. I honor you, Dr. Vanessa. I honor you, Dr. Piccola, and I salute all of you on the leadership team who keep the Master's call moving. So let's move it. Let's pray. Thank you, Daddy God, for this day. Thank you for yet another opportunity to honor you with your word. Lord, we humbly come with thanksgiving to your throne of grace and mercy. We come with a song in our hearts, with gratitude for you, for who you are, for what you've done, and for everything that pertains to godliness. Lord, as you have placed this message on my heart, help me to deliver it boldly, and accurately, and clearly. I surrender my all to your word and your ways. Let the presence of the Holy Spirit overflow in me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I have mentioned the heart several times already this morning. And guess what? My topic today is the heart. Biologically speaking, the heart is a muscular organ about the size of a fist. The heart pumps blood, supplies oxygen and nutrients to the body. From a biblical perspective, the heart is considered the seat of life. The heart is that spiritual part of us where our emotions and desires dwell. It is said to have the ability to reason, to meditate, question, motivate, and think. The Word of God shows us that the heart isn't a fourth separate part of our being. Instead, our heart is a composition of all three components of our soul, our mind, emotion, and will, plus the most important part of our spirit, our conscience. Matthew 9:4 says, "And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, 'Why are you thinking evil things in your heart?'" Thinking is an activity of the mind. But the Lord Jesus asked the scribes, why are they thinking in their hearts? This shows that our mind is a part of our heart. Acts 11:23 says, "Who, when he arrived and saw the grace of God, rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain with the Lord with purpose of heart." To purpose is to decide strongly to do something, which is an exercise of our will. So, this verse shows that our will is part of our heart. 3 John 16:22 says, "Therefore, you also now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one takes your joy away from you." Rejoicing is related to our emotions, but here we see that our heart rejoices. This shows us that our emotion is also part of our heart. Hebrews 10:22 says, "Let us come forward to the Holy of Holies with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water." Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience indicates that our conscience is part of our heart. This is also confirmed by the phrase in 1 John 3:20, quote, "If our heart blames us," end of quote. Since our conscience blames or condemns us when we've done something wrong, this verse also makes it very clear that our conscience is part of our heart. The important thing that I want you to see here and to understand here is these verses show us that our heart is really the key to how God sees us. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." In addition to sensing the wide range of human emotions, our heart thinks, our heart decides, and perceives right from wrong. What are we talking about? We're talking about the heart. Why is the function of the heart so important? One reason is we love with our heart. Mark 12:30 says, "And ye shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart." The second reason is our heart is the gateway of our being. Besides being the center of our relationship with God, our heart is also the gateway or the doorway of our whole being. That means what we allow in and out is determined by our heart. Whatever enters into us must enter through our heart. What comes from us and out of us comes from the heart. Unfortunately, and all too often, we tend to accept garbage. We see things, we react to things, we judge things, and are influenced by things based on the condition of our heart. No man knows the hardness and the blackness of a sinful heart, but the unspeakably miserable owner of that heart, and God, who sees and hears in secret. Matthew 12:34 says, O generation of vipers, and one definition of vipers is a malignant or spiteful person. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We guard our houses and our cars by locking the doors. We guard other expensive possessions like jewelry by keeping them in a safe. We guard our money by placing it in the bank. We guard our health by exercising and eating right. So why are we not guarding our hearts? Let's think for a moment. Do you allow or would you allow the garbage people to pull their truck up to your front door and dump garbage in the doorway of your home? Now watch this. Do you allow or would you allow negative thoughts to linger in your mind? Do you allow gossip, negative conversation, slanderous remarks to be dumped in your ears? Just like you would not allow that truck to dump in your doorway, you can't allow and should not allow negative thoughts and negative voices to dump in your mind and ears. It doesn't matter if it's coming from family, from friends, from the media, from news, Facebook, or whatever. Stop it in its tracks. Shut it down. It will only cause an ungodly condition of your heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Here are a few statistics about our natural heart. Heart disease is the leading cause of deaths in the United States, where one person dies every 36 seconds. About 659 people die in the United States from heart disease each year. And that is one in every four deaths from cardiovascular disease. Saints of God, those are some staggering statistics. But TMC family, those statistics pale. I mean, they're minuscule by comparison to the spiritually dark heart conditions that exist in some of the people in this country and in the world. A poison heart is far deadlier and cause more damage than the staggering statistics I just quoted. They are more dangerous because the damage they cause could have eternal effects. If the spiritual heart is not well, your soul and your spirit cannot be well. And when the heart has a dark condition like unforgiveness or evil or pride or hypocrisy or deceit or hardness, defensiveness, it contaminates the whole being. God has commanded us to guard our hearts above all else. Jesus tells us that the heart is a repository of good and evil, and what comes out of the mouth begins in the heart. Our hearts should always be a reservoir full of joy, humility, repentance, love, goodness, integrity, tenderness, merriment, temperance, and so many other positive attributes. When the heart is full of those things, the dark conditions can't enter in. Proverbs 27:19 says, as a face is reflected in water. You know, when we look in a pool and when we look in water, we see our face. We see the reflection of us. When a face is reflected in water, so the heart reflects the real person. So you really can't hide what is truly in the heart. If you open your heart to wrong things, you will get wrong results. If you guard your heart, then your heart will produce the right things. The spiritual condition of your heart will determine the course of your life. Jeremiah 17:10 says, "But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve." TMC family, I challenge you to ask yourself, what is the condition of your heart? Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Yes, that is such a, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Kenneth, for that amazing, what's in your heart. Hallelujah. It comes out of your mouth. That's a powerful word this morning. Shortly after, I will be calling you back to close, so you can close out in a benediction, please. We're going to go to prayer. Let us pray and pray over our prayer request this morning. God, my Father, how can we ever praise you enough for how you have expressed our full thank you this morning. You gave us so much, Lord. We thank you this morning for Pastor Candy for this on-time message this morning. I said, our heart, God, our hearts. We ask this morning, Lord, to bless Pastor Candy over and over again. Hallelujah. This message is so powerful, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you for the message this morning. We love you this morning, Pastor Candy, for that on-time word. This, our hearts. Please, we want to also this morning praise God for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for guiding us with their hearts, hallelujah, and leading us in this master call for the 11 and a half past years. We thank you for joining us this morning, everyone, for joining us this morning on the master call and thought it was not robbery. Let's lift up the Everyday's Daily On family for sharing artists' life with us worldwide. And we also thank you for the staff. We pray for everyone that's going through, that's in a nursing home, hospital, incarcerated this morning, Lord. Go by, protect them, Lord. Comfort them like never before, Lord. We pray for everyone that's going through grieving this morning. You know them family by family, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Comfort them like never before, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for being a father and can always count on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We want everyone that this morning will say that you want to listen to this on time message and you share with each and every one of you come in contact with. Here, I'm going to share the playback with you right now. That powerful message this morning, that number 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound, 957-677-pound. Again, thank you. We want to give a shout-out for our President Minister, Brenda Terrell, and Mr. Terrell for their anniversary. We appreciate you. The New Morning Motivation Call right after this call, and we share with you our speaker this morning will be none other than Director Deborah Smith, and her special guest is topic today is cholesterol. Please join us. The number is 667-770-1525. The access code is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. Again, we want to thank you, Pastor Candy, for that powerful message this morning. We so appreciate you. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, for leading us this morning, and our song is Minister Keisha. We so appreciate you. We so thank you this morning because we thank everyone for joining us this morning. We appreciate you. And matter of fact, it's Black History Month. We're all celebrating it. Thank you, Pastor Kevin. Thank you once again for this powerful message this morning. Would you please close us out in a benediction, please?
Yes. First, let me say happy anniversary to Minister Brenda Terrell. I wish you and Freddie the best. God bless you both, and I wish you many, many more. Lord God, our flesh and our natural heart may fail. But Lord, you are the strength of our spiritual heart, hallelujah, and our portion forever. God, create in us a pure heart and renew our steadfast spirit within us. I pray we see and hear you more clearly. I pray, O Lord, that we follow you more nearly and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Go out, TMC family, and have a blessed, wonderful day. Bye-bye.